Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, time to touch base with today's edition of Blogger Diaries on Kelman on Cliff Central. It's a space to connect all bloggers around the country, around the world. Warda Hartley's hanging out.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here in the second edition.
Yeah, what have you blogged in the past 7 days?
I have blogged about my follow-up interview with a nutritionist and author of The Healthy Life, Jessica Siepel, which was amazing because she taught me the power of saying no. Hmm. It actually can improve your health because it reduces stress if you learn to say no to things that you would normally say yes to, because most people are people pleasers. So that was quite a powerful message. And then, yeah, that's what I blogged about. And then I did a blog on the Nike Run Club, which is also cool. Yeah. Just a review on what it is, what it's about. And yeah, learning something new every day. So check it out on the blog.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's fabufit.co.za. Yes. Now, one of the important things when it comes to creating a blog, I think, and we touched on this last time, is visually what this looks like.
Yes.
And the importance of photography in a blog for you, Warda, is what?
Definitely the pictures. Because, I mean, my blog is only 6 months old, but the feedback that I've gotten thus far, all the positive feedback definitely has been your pictures are so professional. Your blog looks so professional because of your beautiful pictures. And our guest today, Tegan Smith, is a big part of that. She's half of that because she is my Cape Town photographer. So when I go down to Cape Town, I make sure I do one or two shoots with her, looks with her. And then I have my person in Joburg that I shoot with. And I mean, they are integral to the quality of your blog, and how serious people take your blog is your pictures. Yeah.
And here she is, Tegan Smith. How's it going?
Hi, good, and you? Thanks for having me.
What does an average day look like for you? Are you just photographing blogger after blogger and putting together amazing piece after amazing piece? Is that the average day in the life of Tegan Smith?
Pretty much, combined with some editing and some basic fashion as well. But yep, you've got it right.
So let's talk about this blogging sensation first of all. I mean, for you, your first interactions with a blog and the idea of blogging was when, and how have you found your groove and your niche within the blogosphere?
So I finished studying in 2011 and I started following a local fashion blogger. She advertised that she was actually looking for a photographer to work with. And what I did was I contacted her, we did a test shoot, she loved what I did, and we've been working together ever since. And that was kind of the start of how I began photographing bloggers. It's very different to photographing, you know, basic fashion. So it's quite a niche market, and yeah, I've been very busy.
And, you know, Tegan, and don't be shy to mention who that blogger is. It's now one of the biggest blogs in the country, which is a Bake the Blog with Aisha Baker.
Yes,
and your pictures, yeah, and your pictures are amazing. And, you know, like when I first shot with you, you know, I was so impressed with your level of professionalism, and I just felt automatically, secure because, you know, you knew better than me what I needed for the blog, like details of the look and the kind of pictures. Cause as you say, there is a very specific way to shoot for a blog as opposed to shooting, you know, like a news story for a newspaper or, you know, doing that kind of thing.
Yes.
And, you know, like, how did you kind of like get that down pat? Cause you really do. You know, it's like a formula for you. Cause when I come down and we do a shoot together, we wrap up so quickly because you know what you want. You know what I would need. And even the amount of pictures that I eventually need from you, when the first time I heard, oh, you know, it's eight pictures or something, or, you know, it's the amount. I thought, oh, that's a bit few, but actually it's a perfect amount. It's just the right amount. And all of those things, you know, tells me that, you know, you've just got this down completely because you've been doing it for so long.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to experience. I've been doing it for 5 years now. So I've kind of learned exactly what the viewers want from the blogger, which pictures work well. Also, every blogger is different. So, I mean, when I work with you, Arda, or when I work with someone else, the kind of pictures that we take are very different. Some people are more outgoing. Some people are more, you know, structured. And before I go to a shoot, I know what that person's wearing, where we're going to shoot, and how that whole story is going to come out. And that's what, that's how I start my shoot. I kind of know exactly what I want. And that's why we work so quickly as well.
Mm. Just with working with completely green bloggers who've never shot before, never done anything like this. They're starting a blog. And obviously you've done your regular prep for that shoot. But how do you direct them through that shoot day or that couple of hours that you've now shooting with them and you know they know nothing about the process?
So just before the shoot, when we're still emailing and chatting on the phone, I do make them feel comfortable and prep them for it. As we arrive, I make them feel comfortable just by getting to know them, chatting, and then we get into the shoot where I'll show them great images and I'll encourage them when they've got a good pose. I direct them so that they don't kind of stand there wondering what to do. Those kind of things really help.
Also, I remember you said, I mean, I remember a couple of months ago, you didn't have such a positive experience where, you know, a blogger, you know, wanted a certain way and you shoot a very specific way. Are you quite set in kind of like the kind of images that you put out, you know, with your name attached to it? Because, I mean, obviously, with somebody like me, I'm happy with your aesthetic and the way you shoot and your style. So we've never had that issue. But obviously, there are certain bloggers who want a specific aesthetic, and that's not kind of your style of shooting. So how do you manage that as well when things don't quite go the way you plan it to go?
So, yeah, the experience you were talking about, usually people hire me for my style, you know, that just like you have, you like my style, and I kind of just take it for granted that people know how they're going to receive their images. The person that hired me had a specific style in mind, but she did not mention it, when she was booking me. So, the style that she wanted was something I kind of used to do in college, maybe. I would never do that now. So, yeah, I mean, now I do ask the people, when they book me, I say, do you have any reference images of what you want? And that kind of helps.
In terms of figuring out your stamp and what the Tegan brand is, I mean, is that a evolving process or are you pretty solid right now with what it is that you bring to the party and you sort of staunch in that? Or as you evolve, does your style of shooting evolve with you?
Yes, definitely. I mean, about 2 years ago, I didn't have a style of shooting. I would kind of just shoot and see how it came out. But now I know exactly what I want to get that, you know, certain style that people know me for.
Tegan, you also have a blog yourself. And, you know, how did you come to the realization, okay, maybe I should, you know, not only be taking the pictures or be behind a lot of blogs, but, you know, I actually want to start my own blog and have my own kind of voice. And, you know, what's the sort of look and feel and the idea behind, you know, Tegan Smith, the blog?
So my blog is kind of just for people who want to see what happens behind the scenes or maybe some final edits that the bloggers hadn't released. I always like to share what I do, and some shoots that don't make it to Instagram or things like that, I usually put on my blog, like my weddings or some events and things like that. So it's just a place for me to express myself and put some photos out there that, you know, the other people might not.
Mm. Let's talk about the business of blogging for a second. And in terms of making this work, you know, as a business and as a full-time job, just a little bit more on that journey, really in navigating a space where there aren't a lot of, you know, it's not easy to get the information around how much you charge for this or don't charge for that because it's such a fresh industry. So how have you figured out how to make it a commercially successful model in doing what you're doing?
Is this with regards to my blogger photography or a blog?
Regards to both. I mean, you've got a blog that's got a following and you're a blogger photographer. Wow. So making it work commercially and navigating that space, what's that process been like?
Okay, well, my blog that I have isn't, I don't make money off it. I just share my images on my blog. I guess in a way you could say I do make money off it in the way that people would see the work that I've done and then book photo shoots from what they've seen on my blog, but not so much, brands advertising and, you know, things like that. So it's, I don't know. I just advertise a lot. Social media really helps, and I've just learned to have a set price list for everyone. You know, my blogger rates are different to my fashion rates, and yeah, you kind of learn as you go, and now I've kind of found my price lists and all of that.
You know, Tegan, you say you have set rates for everything, but I think it's very cool, and I was also like pleasantly surprised and refreshed at the fact that you are very cognizant of the fact that bloggers don't make money off their blogs in the beginning of their, you know, starting their blog. You're putting money in, but you're not really getting money out. And, you know, how do you kind of negotiate that? Because obviously at the end of the day, whether we're making no money off our blogs, it's still your time, it's still your effort, it's still your talent. And, you know, how do you balance that versus, you know, not, you know, chasing all these bloggers away, which will potentially be business. It's still business in the end of the day, and their blogs could become popular, like Aisha's blog, and then be a constant source of income for you.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, photography is still a luxury. So I do charge a basic, obviously, to cover all of those kind of costs. And how my packages work so that new bloggers as well as established bloggers can work with me is that I have a tiered price list. So I do a minimum of 3 outfits, and that would be my basic rate. That would be for the newer bloggers who are on a smaller budget. And then as you become more established and start making money off your blogs, you can book me for, you know, 4 or 5 outfits, which is a little more, but, you know, there you shooting more outfits. So, yeah, I kind of make sure that it's affordable, but it is still a luxury.
And then just in terms, funny enough, I was at an event with Aisha last night, and we were talking about, you know, obviously you end up, that's how bloggers are. You get together and you end up talking about blogging. And she was telling me about like the process of like working. You get a product that's maybe not like something easy, like a piece of clothing, because I mean, that's now a fashion blog. And then you guys go through like this process of putting together the story. Can you take us through that process of how you're going to tell a story? So say it's something random, like, I don't know, something that you wouldn't normally use, maybe fabric softener or something. Somebody gives you like fabric softener and says, okay, go off and tell a fashion story with fabric softener. And I just found that whole process very fascinating, because I've never had to obviously go through that, because my blog's a fitness and wellness things. It's pretty standard. It's pretty straightforward. You kind of know the content you're going to work with.
Yeah. So for me, when it comes to my shoots, I don't just photograph something. I always create a story, and that kind of helps my mind process when I'm working with, you know, a product, like say Aisha receives this random product. What we do is, I think to myself, you know, what is the product? What is the brand? What is the story you can create from that? And sometimes, say it is that fabric softener, you don't have to actually shoot the fabric softener. You could shoot a beautiful flowing dress, and that could kind of, you know, relay back to using that fabric softener. So it doesn't always have to be very direct. You know, the concept doesn't have to be so, I don't know. I can't explain it.
No. It makes a lot of sense. And then obviously, because you've become sort of known as this blogger photographer and the go-to blogger photographer, especially in Cape Town, and in Joburg, in fact, because I know there's bloggers that fly down especially to shoot with you.
Yes.
What would be your advice to younger bloggers? I mean, well, not younger bloggers, younger wannabe blogger photographers, who want to start shooting bloggers. What do you tell them? I'm sure you've been approached by them saying, listen, I want to get into this. It's really cool. What is your top five points that you tell them, okay, this is what you need to know if you want to do blogger photography?
So top five. Firstly, it would be to work hard. Obviously, you have to work really hard. You won't have a weekend. Also, bloggers love the 50mm blur, so invest in a nice 50mm lens. Stay humble and treat every client as your best client, because one day they could be your top client. So as new as they are, you have to treat them as your best client, and that really helps.
I think that's really powerful, because, I mean, I think we've had this discussion on shoots, and it's really refreshing that you do that, and that you do treat everyone exactly the same. You know, you don't treat people based on how famous they are at that point in time. It's everyone gets treated exactly the same. So, yeah, I'm really impressed with what you do. It's really amazing. What can we expect from you in future?
From me in future, hopefully a visit to Joburg soon.
Yay! I'm sure a lot of bloggers will be very excited about that.
Oh, they are. I get emails every day, so I'm hoping to come up very soon and shoot everyone's content.
Power. And then I think just the final thing we'll ask you is, where do you see blogging in a South African context going in the next couple of years? I know there's a lot of research coming out that, you know, the future of advertising and of marketing, a lot of it lies in, you know, activating blogs and integrating brands into blogs. But where do you see this industry moving towards, and are you excited about that progression?
Yeah, I mean, it's very exciting. It's still quite new in South Africa, so it's got quite a long way to go when you compare it to the overseas blogging world. It's very exciting. I can just see it growing a lot more. Agencies are starting to slowly understand how to work with bloggers. Wada, I'm sure you will understand where I'm coming from. And actually working with them to create campaigns and adverts, and not just simply handing them a product and saying photograph it and write a nice review. You know, they're actually starting to take them seriously, and it's really, really great. It's a very exciting time for bloggers.
Power, that's a great note to end it on. A very exciting time for bloggers. What are some of the final words here?
Look, I'm just very excited about it, and you know, like, if today's interview has shown us anything, if there are new bloggers out there, your pictures are key. And I mean, I've heard this from international bloggers, and I don't know if Tegan, you agree. You can take pictures even with a cell phone, but they have to, the quality of your pictures at the end of the day need to be the best kind of quality if you want your blog to be taken seriously.
Yeah, pictures are extremely important.
Power. Well, you certainly take some very cool pictures, Tegan Smith, which is why you're the toast of the blogger town. Thank you so much for hanging out. Of course, so people can touch base with you. You're all over the internet. What's the best way to find you, though?
The best way to find me would be through my blog or Instagram. Instagram's probably the easiest. You just search the hashtag or my name and it'll all come up.
Tegan Smith Photography.
And my Instagram handle, is Tegan Smith Photography.
Fantastic. Tegan, thank you so much for joining us from the Mother City there.
Thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure. Power, Duarte, she's going to do unbelievable things, as Tegan Smith, she already is.
I just love Tegan. Tegan's like one of the best photographers to shoot with. When I go down to Cape Town, that's like one of my go-to things now. I book all my classes for where I'm going to go and gym. I plan that, and then I plan when I'm shooting with Tegan. That's like a given. And those shoots always get so much feedback, and people are so impressed with it. And photography and your pictures are so important. I mean, there are established blogs, people that have had their blogs for longer that have looked at my blog and gone, you know what? I actually need to start investing in pictures, because it just makes your blog look so much better. And people can't even believe when I tell them, oh, my blog's 6 months old. They're like, what? But it looks so professional. It's the pictures. It's all about the pictures.
Absolutely. It's all about the pictures. I'm so glad that we, you know, uncovered that aspect of what blogging is. I think a lot of people still think of it in traditional writer blog terms, but you've got to have the visual to aid that written.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of people are relying on their phones and whatever, and that's absolutely fine. I mean, you know, the iPhones and the Samsung phones and take phenomenal pictures, but you need to know the limits of that camera on the phone. And if you can use that and you can work that to your benefit, then great. I mean, there are certain pictures that on my blog that are taken with my cell phone, but you cannot discount the fact of shooting with somebody like Tegan or my photographer in Joburg, Hamisha, you know, who know what they're doing. They're going to get the lighting right. And it takes a lot of the stress off of you. Mm. And when you work with brands as well, like, I mean, when I worked with Nike, if you come with your photographer, they automatically take you seriously as well, because they know, okay, you're serious about your blog. You want to give them a good product. They are impressed with you. You put out an amazing blog post with these beautiful pictures, and, you know, you find that other people are using it. I mean, some of my pictures have been featured on international health and fitness blogs.
Very cool.
And that's only because the pictures are taken seriously. They don't care if the blog's a few months old.
You've got to get that 50mm lens thing, yes. Right, sure. All right, it's been another power edition of Blogger Diaries. Of course, Warda's continuously blogging up a storm. Those details again.
It's www.fabufit.co.za. Check out some great inspiring stories. I found out something very interesting. It's always interesting to hear from other people how they perceive your blog. And, you know, somebody said to me, which I was so happy about, they said to me, you know, your blog's not about being super fit and being like this, having the six pack. It's about health and vitality and living a happy, healthy life. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I want people
Boom,
to get
baby.
The impression of. So yeah, yay.
Power. That there is this week's edition of Blogger Diaries. I think Mary Lou's going to be back.
Back next week. Yay. Love Mary Lou is back next week from Japan. So yeah, konnichiwa.
Left my heart in Tokyo.
Yes.
She's going to be very unhappy to sit with us mere mortals after her Tokyo experience.
Yeah, we totally need to. You need to get that song. I'm turning Japanese. I have to get it first and we play it next week as she walks in. Like,
Paola Warda, thanks so much for hanging out.
Cool. Cheers. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.